But before we start going any further, I'd like you to just bow your heads with me. Say, Lord Jesus, would you release my spirit now? For David and Bob and Kathy Jones. We lift them up right now. And we release our spirit. Because we don't know the need. But our spirit can pray. Just like the spirit in Romans chapter 8. Because we don't know how. Hashe orata she kiale koliardi e te quera passato sheto regili e re holari erdi e che ma hashandari di akiata ho come si quera sondoro colie re she quera tassi kietea. We give you praise, Father. We give you praise. We give you praise for your plan to unfold for that house in Jesus' precious name. Amen and amen. This afternoon, as I was searching for the heart of the Lord, I heard loud and clear what he wanted. And it's something that we touched on last night, but we didn't go very far with it. We just gave it a little brush over. How many know sometimes you can brush over and the Lord decides that he wants to paint a whole picture? So I want to take you to a few scriptures that will give you an awareness of how important you are and when the Lord chose you. A lot of people think that you're the one that did the choosing, but it says unless the Father draws, nothing happens. So the first verse that I want to give you is Revelation 17, verse 14. Revelation 17, verse 14. These shall make war with the Lamb. Now remember your civil war? Okay. These shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them. For he is the Lord and King of kings, and they that are with him are called the chosen, the elect, and the faithful. Now, many are called, few. Throughout the scripture, God does the choosing. Compare the Hebrew word for chosen, which means selected, a choice youth, often collective, to examine, choose out of, elect, prefer, and the verb form means to try and select. The period during which a young man was in his prime could have been the period during which he was eligible for the draft age, 20 to 50. We have been called to service. His elect have been handpicked, predestined by the Lord for greatness, chosen in him from the foundations of the world. Look at your neighbor. Say, you were chosen in him. Before the foundations of the world. Wow. I'm going to give you another one. Revelation 19, verse 13. And he was clothed with a vesture dripped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. To summarize, Paul unwrapped a great mystery. A sacred secret in Ephesians 1, verse 4. From the foundations of the world, we who were in the pre-incarnate Word, were chosen out of the Word, predestined by the Lord for himself, out of himself. You say, what does that have to do with what's happening? You're one of many in a corporate body, and that corporate body was formed in the heavens before we entered the earth. As he was the son of his father's love, so we are the sons of his love, with an S. Our selection is based not upon things we have done, but upon the nature of his glorious love for us. Moreover, this verb for chosen is in the aorist tense, which designates a point of action in the past, present, or the future. but especially in the past. It is the snapshot tense. He hath blessed us, Ephesians 1:3. His is a finished work, a done deal. Before you had done one good work, his choice was made. Are you ready for the next verse? Romans 8:33. Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? That one's for you, girl. Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It's going to get deeper. 1 Peter 1:2. Elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, through sanctification of the Spirit, unto obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ. Did you hear? Try it. Repeat after me. Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? Romans 8:33 speaks about me. Hallelujah. 1 Peter verse 2. Elected according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, through the sanctification of the Spirit, unto obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ. Wow. Those foreordained for great things in God are his elect, derived from eklegomie. Hope I pronounce it right. This is Greek for electos, or elected. And it means select, by implication, favorite. It can also mean picked out or chosen. 1 Peter 2:9. Are you ready for one more hit? 1 Peter 2:9. But ye are a chosen or elect generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation. That's not one person. Get it? A peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. You say, oh boy. Now you're really troubling my soul. Well, welcome to the club. God's been troubling my soul for quite a while. It's your turn. When I first heard these words were many, many years ago, and I argued and I said, God, how can this be? You chose me. Why did you choose me? Such a mess. I mean, why would God choose a mess? Because he specializes in recovery and renewal and regeneration. Are you ready for one more? The word for chosen in our root text is Ephesians 1:4, is derived from the word logos. Since the charismatic renewal of the 60s and the 70s, the popular semantics of many teachers has sounded something like this. The logos is the written word, and the rhema is the living word, or the spoken word. These folks remind me of Apollos, who learned the way of the Lord more perfectly or accurately from the apostolic husband-wife team of Aquila and Priscilla. Acts 18:24-26. Apollos was only acquainted with the dynamics of the previous order, the baptism of John. This anointed couple, told the younger minister to rest the rest of the story. Everything that we have learned about God and his word up until now is not necessarily wrong, just incomplete. So in other words, what you've learned is not a problem. It's just there's missing pieces that God wants to add through his own word about revelations that would come at a later time. St. Peter had a problem with St. Paul. Amen? Why? Because St. Paul got a download and he tried to get them to wake up, and guess what? Sleep was more comfortable. And I'm not mocking them. It was just more comfortable. Okay? The essential difference between logos and rhema is plainly revealed in the Greek definition. And I don't want to go into that because it just goes... But I want to give you one more level because I think it needs to be understood. Where were we chosen? Jesus is the Logos, the Word. You and I were chosen in Him. Each person on this planet is a rhema, a word or saying chosen for greatness out of the Word. You say, well, that's kind of a twisty thing. We were favored to articulate and demonstrate His nature and character. Jesus is the true or genuine vine, and we are His branches, which are His expressions. Yes? John 15, verses 1 through 15. You and I were a word out of the mouth of God before He prepared us a body. Say, whoa, we are that much like Him? Are you ready? I'm going to give it to you. He prepared us a body. He pre-planned our lives for awesome things. What a destiny. 1 Corinthians 2, verse 12. Now we have received the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. We have but introduce this mind-boggling mystery. Only the Holy Spirit can help us to fathom the mind and the depth of all that it means. For now, it is enough for us to know that we were in Him before the foundations of the world. We have been elected out of the Lord Himself, by Himself, and for Himself. Our end is secure, as it was in the one who declared it from the beginning, Isaiah 46:10. We have been chosen for greatness in Him, and there is none greater than the Son of God Himself. How great is He? How big? How vast is He? In the beginning, there was an army of words within the Word. An army of words within the Word. Are we getting interference? Did anybody notice it?
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Somebody wants to draw our attention. Hallelujah. Our little... Yeah. Isn't that cool? Yes. Let the flow of the blood of the Lamb flow in. Hallelujah. Do we irritate when we speak the truth? Why? Why do we irritate when we speak the truth? Why do we irritate darkness when we turn on the lights? They can't handle it. Now, I'm... They can't fight it, so what do? They try to irritate, pull our attention away. And that's exactly the gift that we have as a confirming voice. Because a lot of times when I was going in this direction, trying to understand God's plan for me, He said, it's already written. I know the beginning before it starts. Because I wrote it already. It was already registered in the heavens. Look at your neighbor and say, He knew all about you. You're just catching up now. See, the catch-up game is really to be aware that you were allowed to suffer for a season, but then there's a season of recreation, and the mind of Christ is what He's all about. Okay? The Lord gave me a snap picture as I was studying again, because every time I go into this area, God always confirms Himself, but I have a hard time. My brain gets in the way. I don't know about you guys, but brains do have problems. Okay? He showed me Adam. Adam was awesome. When you think that he could name every animal, describing its function with its name, I mean, talk about intensity. And God was trusting him with this information and going with it. Do you ever wonder how many species there are in the animal kingdom and the bug kingdom, the flowers, the you name it. I mean, all. He knew everything. But when he decided to think for himself, he lost the mind of the anointed. He ended up like you and me. Now, Jesus comes. He says, I am the, what? Second Adam. Right? He comes to restore what you lost thousands of years before. Now, did Adam lose everything in the split second? No. It took hundreds of years for the enemy to kill him. Could it possibly be that it may take hundreds of years for the mind of Christ to be reestablished in us? Yeah, it could. Now, I hope not, to be honest with you.
Yeah, we don't have 930.
But remember, in the final seventh day, or the third day, from Adam, depending, if you look from Adam, it's the seventh day, we've already started. If it's from Jesus, we're in the third day, which that's what we're going to be talking about, I'm sure, tomorrow and in the days ahead. But more than anything else, we need to be aware that when that millennium age comes, there's 1,000 years, and people who die at 100 will be dying like babies. They're going to say, oh my God, he died at 100? Huh, he's only a baby. I mean, so they will be living for hundreds of years again. Because the Lord is going to restore that. That's why he wants healing in his trees. And their leaves will produce the healing for the nations. That's your hands. Scripture says in Revelation 22, the river is a river of life, and the trees are what? On both sides? And they produce fruit once a year? Continuously? Every month? With a new crop. I want apple trees like that in my backyard. I had the old kind. I had to wait a whole year. The kind of trees that we are going to be will be trees to release healing to the nations. The mind of Christ is being created in us. It is being now established so that we can go higher. So would you just close your eyes, please? Say, Lord Jesus, it's a neat thing to learn that I was created in the heavenly kingdom before this earth was put together. And your plan was for me to come and to be born in this season to the right people for God's plan to unfold. Maybe a little bit broken. Maybe a lot broken. But God would recreate me and then give me the mind of Christ. So he's not finished with me yet. Hallelujah. Amen.